Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard from thedraftnetwork.com. My colleague, Trevor Sikkema, is alongside, also from thedraftnetwork.com. Trevor, do you get offended that I don't say Pewter Report anymore? Should I still say that since you are with them Pewter Report?
Yeah, I work for Pewter Report, but I mean, it's a draft podcast. Right. Work for the Draft Network, you know.
Right. I just didn't want to like make you seem as less of a professional when you are.
People know from what we talk that I'm tuned into the Buccaneers, so they figured out.
All right. I'll never mention it again then. Cal Krabs and Joe Marino from the Draft Dudes podcast are with us today because it's Super Show Friday, the best day of the week and possibly of your entire year. Kyle and Joe, how are you guys doing? Thanks so much for coming on the pod with us, fellas.
What do you mean possibly?
Yeah,
definitely.
It competes with the other Super Shows, though, already, I guess. Of the week, yes, for sure. Probably of the year.
Yeah, it's right behind Yom Kippur for me.
Oh, okay. Joe, how are you?
Yeah, it's good to be here. We're also from the Draft Network, too.
Exactly. The rumors are true.
Right. Yeah. In case people didn't know, we all work together. It's great. Today, we are giving our picks for the NFL season. Who's going to win each division? Who's going to be the six playoff teams from the NFC, six in the AFC? Who will be our Super Bowl matchup and our Super Bowl champion? And as well as MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year. It's going to be a fun little show, guys. We got a lot to cover, and we're going to try and do it in a reasonable amount of time. And I know already what people are going to be thinking. Well, don't they have an advantage because the Thursday night game already happened, and I'm listening to this spot on Friday morning. We're actually recording it at halftime of the game, so we don't actually know who is going to win, nor did the first halves give us much indication other than that officials suck and so does Steve Sarkisian.
Other than the fact that Julio Jones is not going to score any touchdowns.
Stop, Trevor, stop.
Sorry.
Very accurate.
My team needs it.
Fire sale him. Fire sale trade immediately.
So let's go through the different divisions.
Mike Wallace, who says no?
Let's start with the defending Super Bowl champions in the NFC East. NFC East, where do you feel like – now, we'll go this route. Who do you think the division winner will be, and if you think there will be a wild card team from that division? Joe, we'll start with you. Who do you think wins the NFC East?
I have just the Philadelphia Eagles from the NFC East making the playoffs this year.
Okay, so no Dallas Cowboys, no New York Giants, no Washington Redskins.
No.
Believable.
Not yet.
I understand where you're coming from for sure there. Kyle, any bold takes on the NFC East?
First of all, thank you. I heard that enunciation of the Y in Kyle week.
I'm putting forth
effort.
We are
already knocking it out of the park, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the Eagles. I think each of the other three teams has a question. A pretty steep question relative to some of the second and third teams in other divisions that I don't feel comfortable projecting any of those to make the playoffs.
Very good. Trevor, how are you feeling about the East?
Would love to think that the Giants are going to make it a match, but with that offensive line, they're not. So just the Eagles.
Okay. I was very tempted to pick the Cowboys. I'm not going to lie.
And
I'm not really even a Dak Prescott truther, but I do think that that young defense, those pass rushers, if Gregory can stay on the field all season, I think they're going to be dangerous, but in the end, I am going with the Eagles. I honestly would have picked the Cowboys, except, and I'm sorry, Trevor, I looked at the Eagles' schedule. I think they're going to be without Wentz. I'm guessing like three games, and even if they lose tonight or last night, we don't know at this point of the recording, even if they lose week one, week two is the Colts and week three is the Bucks, or is week two the Bucks?
Week two is the Bucks.
Week two is the Bucks. Week three is the Colts. I think they can beat both those teams with Nick Foles because I think their defense is that good and I think their play calling coaching is that good. So still going with the Eagles. I think they come out of this at least 2-1. We'll see what happens. Well, you guys already know what happens, but
I think I'm along your thinking. I think Wentz is going to save them. So
yeah, I think so too. Okay, let's go to the NFC South. Atlanta Falcons, New Orleans Saints, Carolina Panthers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Trevor, we'll start with you since this is your division. What you think, man?
I think the Falcons are going to win it, and I also think the Saints are going to make the playoffs.
Oh, you don't think the Bucs are going to make it?
Oh, you don't think the Bucs are going to make it? Shut up.
Kyle, what you got?
I have the same two teams. You could just flip them for me. I think the Saints ultimately win that division, And I think the Atlanta Falcons are a wild card team, regardless of what the result was from last night's game, which, John, as you said, we're recording at halftime, and 6-3 ball games are not my cup of tea.
Yep. I think Atlanta wins and the Saints get a wild card spot. Could definitely see that one going either way. Joe, what do you got?
Real quick on the Carolina Panthers, I'd love to consider this a playoff team, but too many questions on the offensive line and secondary for me to feel comfortable. Give me the Atlanta Falcons as the winner and the New Orleans Saints in the playoffs as a wild card, but no thanks to Marcus Davenport for being a reason why.
Wow. he threw that right at Saints fans.
Just goes right at him.
I can't wait to see their tweets.
That's going to be bad. We have he had an elite rating in preseason from BFF. Like, he had a 90 grade. So
really,
he only played one game, right?
Well, all these bum defensive ends have good grades because they go against terrible tackles.
Steven Means had unbelievable PFF.
Roto World NFL Marino refers to Davenport as bum. Breaking news.
Thor, don't do that.
NFC North. A lot of people think the Vikings are the Super Bowl favorite in the NFC right now. You think they win the NFC North, Kyle Krabs?
I do think the Vikings ultimately win this division. I think top to bottom, this is one of the more impressive rosters in the league defensively. They're just absolutely loaded. And I cannot pick against Aaron Rodgers, assuming he's healthy, in the Green Bay Packers. He's good for 10 wins. If he started a full season, the Packers win 10 games at least. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, the Packers will be my second choice for a wild card in the NFC. Give me Vikings as division champs, Packers as wild card.
Trevor?
I'm the exact same. I thought about the Bears briefly because I love the talent they're bringing to that team. But like Kyle said, man, it's Aaron Rodgers, and they're not ready to overtake the king yet. And so the Vikings have one of the best rosters in the NFL. It makes sense for them to either, if not win the division, at least get the wild card. I think they're a lock for a playoff spot no matter what. But if we're talking about somebody, having the odds to make the playoffs other than them, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. So,
Joe, what do you think?
I've got Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers winning this division. Minnesota's a great football team, concerned about their interior offensive line, and I really like what Green Bay's done to improve its defense with Wilkerson and Alexander and Jackson on the secondary, and I just think that defense is going to be much better under Mike Pettine. So give me them as the division champs, and, of course, the Vikings as a wild card.
I have the Packers as division champs for sure. I struggled with putting Minnesota in the playoffs, and I know I'll probably get yelled at for that. I think the roster is really good, but I think the offensive line is not at all, and I really don't. Yeah, I don't trust Kirk Cousins behind.
Who are you fighting with? What team are you fighting with?
I think they're going to be in contention.
The Cowboys?
The Cowboys. I think they're going to be in contention with the Cowboys for that kind of a spot.
Get out of here.
49ers.
No way.
Potentially Giants.
The 49ers?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Because
John,
here's
Brian
why.
O'Neal Kirk, gave up no pressures in Kirk the preseason,
Cousins,
bro.
Kirk Cousins has always played behind a great offensive line. Last year he didn't because of injuries, and it was more messy than ever before for him. I think he's going to have concerns in Minnesota. I don't think that offensive line is very good. I think that there's going to be concerns there. So, I have them making that last playoff spot as a wild card just because I couldn't with Dallas with the Frederick stuff and Dak playing down last year. I couldn't talk myself into them enough. So I do have them making the playoffs. I was too much of a coward to take them out completely, but they are the team in the NFC that I'm most concerned that I have making the playoffs that I'm most concerned about. NFC West. Is this one pretty easy?
Everybody
have the Rams?
Rams.
Duh, Rams.
Rams.
Rams and no wild cards, right? We're not ready for the 49ers to go there yet.
So yeah,
San Francisco and Chicago are 1 year away. I know they're buzzy teams this year, but I think both of those teams wait for 2019, and I think they really push for some postseason contention.
We all have the same six teams. You're right, Joe, didn't we?
That's boring.
Eagles, Falcons, Packers, Rams, Saints, Cowboys, especially in the NFC. A lot of options in the NFC. It's interesting. In the AFC. AFC East.
No. Wait, are we doing – oh, okay, we're just doing AFC first. We're not doing, NFC Championship or NFC anything.
We're just going to go right to the Super Bowl matchup once we've established who the AFC teams are. So in the AFC East, Joe Marino, Are you believing in the Nathan Peterman?
Hey, look, you know what? Everybody clowned on the Bills at this time last year, said they were going to go 0-16, tanking, all that. They won 9 games and went to the playoffs. But yeah, they're not making the playoffs this year. Just the Patriots as division winners from the AFC East this year.
Kyle? Dolphins?
Danny? Buckle up, buckaroos.
Here we go.
I got some good news for you. The Patriots are going to win this division, and they're the only team making it from the AFC East. Sorry. I will believe it when I see it, and I ain't seeing it.
Is there a decent chance that all 6 teams we picked to go to the playoffs in the NFC are better than the best team in the AFC?
Yes.
I think it's a pretty strong chance.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Patriots are Av Brady, but they're not a good team other than that. I mean,
we found that out last year, so.
Well, kind of, but yeah. Okay, so everybody's picking the Patriots, obviously. Nobody's picking another AFC's wild card. Let's move to the NFC South, or to the AFC South, and decide between the Colts, the Texans, the Jaguars, and the Titans for division winner and potential wild cards. Let's go to you, Trevor Sikkema.
I've got the Texans winning the division.
Oh,
and I've got the Jags in the wild card. What's up?
Joe, what you got?
I got the Jags winning the division, and I have the Titans getting in there as a wild card. Whoa. I love that defense, man. They've got personnel on all 3 levels. They've got stars on all 3 levels. I like their young weapons, the offensive line stacked, and Mariota with a real NFL offensive coordinator. Very excited to see what he can do. So I'm a Titans truther this year as a wild card team.
Dude, I just want to say that the Bucs had a joint practice with the Titans 2 weeks ago, and Adoree Jackson is the real deal. Like, he's good.
Tried to tell him so real good. Yep. Didn't Kyle and Joe, you liked him too, right?
I liked him a ton.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I thought so. There we go. We also talked about this, Trevor and I did on the podcast, and I actually have picked the Titans to win the AFC South and the Jaguars to be the wild card team. We talked about this on the podcast, though, both of us being really excited about the Titans when the preseason got underway, and then watching them play, him watching them play the Bucs, and me watching them play Pittsburgh, and feeling a little bit uneasy about the fact that we were so high on them because they have not looked good. So we'll see what happens. I'm still trying to believe in the Titans, even though they didn't look great in the preseason. I think that all the talents there just need Mariota to play better, and I feel like there's a lot of good pieces in place for him to have a nice year. So hopefully he can bounce back and play strong. But I have them winning the division. Who didn't go yet? Kyle, you didn't go yet, right?
Kyle. That is correct. I did not go.
Go for it.
And there's some playoff teams here in the AFC South. First of all, can I do a really quick exercise with all 3 of you guys?
Absolutely.
Always. As long as it's not a physical exercise, sure.
It is not. I know you already hit the gym this evening, Trevor, so I won't tax you anymore.
But I appreciate it.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, right? Their starting quarterback is Blake Bortles.
Yes. It is correct.
Can I, and you guys can all say your answer, like rapid fire. I want to run through the other 15 teams in the AFC very quickly, and you tell me if you would rather have Blake Bortles or that team's starting quarterback.
Okay. All right.
Raiders.
No.
Carr. No.
Chargers.
No.
Chiefs.
No.
No.
Broncos.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Titans.
No. No.
Colts.
No.
No.
Texans.
No.
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 Steelers.
No.
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 Browns.
No.
No. No.
Bengals.
No. 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 That's a big
chance. No. 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 I almost got Joe Trigger right there. That was awesome.
Ravens.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Bortles.
Jets.
I'm taking Bortles there. Jets over Darnold.
Yes.
Tough one. Darnold.
No.
Patriots.
No.
Dolphins.
No.
No.
Bills.
Yes.
I mean, the Jaguars legitimately have the 3rd worst quarterback in the conference.
At best.
And the rest of their roster is bomb as hell.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so depressing.
Yeah. And imagine them with any of the other quarterbacks in the AFC South.
Teddy Bridgewater was a 3rd round pick away, friends.
Right.
Could not.
Well, didn't we hear the Jaguars weren't interested in Teddy when he came out, so therefore they weren't interested in him coming off a knee injury?
But they're still interested in Blake.
Their thumb up their ass, yeah.
It's wild.
But they're still interested in Blake. So who's your picks?
Titans win this division. Jaguars and the Texans.
Whoa!
Let's go. I know Joe Marino thinks this is a somewhat reasonable possibility as well.
I don't think it's crazy. Nothing's crazy in the AFC, man. Nothing.
Yeah, these teams aren't good.
Look, man, I'm saying that, like, I obviously have the Texans winning the division, so I like all three teams, but for three teams to go from the same division is...
The 10-6, 9-7, 9-7.
Yeah, just because you've got them beating each other up half the season, that's tough to do. I mean, I like the talent. I like, all right.
But if it could happen somewhere, it's in the AFC, because there's a good chance a lot of these other teams suck. And that's
you're not all in on John Gruden? Okay, all right, we'll get there.
That's sad.
Okay, let's go to the AFC North, where the Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns competing for a playoff spot. Who do we got? We know Kyle's wild cards are used up, so we're only looking for a division winner from you. Let's start with you, Kyle.
Yeah, used goods is used goods, as they say, right? Pittsburgh Steelers win this division. I don't care about the Le'Veon situation. Offensively, too much firepower for the rest of this division to really keep up.
Joe, what you got?
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh Steelers fans all day yesterday told us that James Conner, it's no drop-off from Le'Veon.
None.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, they're going to be fine.
Somebody let my fantasy team know, please.
Pittsburgh Steelers winning this division. Cincinnati Bengals are a playoff team in 2018.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Bengals. The roster's stacked.
I know that nobody likes Andy Dalton, but this is a guy that's led that team to the playoffs, I think, like six times in 8 years or something like that. Everybody wants to clown on him because he can't take you deep into the playoffs, but he can get you to the playoffs. Bengals are back this year.
I agree with that. Bengals are going to be in the playoffs. You're right. Steelers are going to win. I flirted around. I thought about it because I do think the Steelers will be down this year. I think 10-6 probably wins this division. I think that's probably what you can expect from the Steelers. But I can't. The Bengals just have been owned by Pittsburgh for so long now. It's hard to, until it's kind of one of those you got to prove it type of things. Just not sure the Browns are ready yet, and I can't buy into the Ravens. I just can't. I'd rather be proven wrong on that front. I just can't. They're just not fun to watch. So I'm going to go with the Steelers and the Bengals. Trevor, what do you have?
Steelers. That's it.
That's it. No other playoff. Okay, all right. Joe and I are Bengals truthers, kind of, although I think they're not going to be good.
What the Bengals got to do next draft is they got a quarterback that could get them there in the playoffs, but then draft a quarterback just to play in the postseason.
Sure.
The pro move.
Get Blake Bortles
for that. No, they could sign Cardale Jones, man.
Oh, 12 gauge.
The ultimate playoff quarterback.
My man, 12 gauge.
Okay, let's talk about the AFC West here, because this is the division that I just want to just not even deal. And it wasn't that long ago we were talking about this is the best division in football. Now I don't even want to pick a playoff team from it. I mean, the Chiefs' defense is horrendous. I mean, they were getting gashed by second teamers in the preseason. The Broncos. It's hard for me to buy into the Broncos right now. The Raiders are, oh boy, I don't know what's going on there. The Chargers are clearly the best team, I think, but it's you buy the curse is so real to me, and the injuries have already started, and this is a tough one. Trevor, what do you think?
Chargers are winning the division, and the Chiefs are getting the other wild card.
Okay. Joe, what do you got?
Chargers. For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, someone's got to win the division. I think that the Chargers can win 9 or 10 games to get it done.
Is that the only team you got in there?
Yeah, I've already used up my wild cards. So.
I couldn't keep track. Kyle, I know you used up your wild cards on the AFC South. Who do you have winning this division?
Go Chargers, go.
Oh, I picked them too, man. Go.
I picked them too. So all four of us picked the Chargers.
Yep.
Which means the Chargers will definitely not win the division.
Right. It's pretty much a lock now.
Both the Los Angeles teams are cursed.
We just don't learn from the past.
No.
But, hey, that's part of what makes us so great. Okay, Joe, give me your Super Bowl matchup and who you have winning.
Okay.
So we can drag you.
Yeah, I had to go first on this. I've got the New England Patriots. I'm never going to bet against 12.
Boo.
I'm sorry. And I have them beating the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl.
Okay, wow. That's funny. Okay, Trevor, go ahead.
All right. I got the Atlanta Falcons winning the NFC,
Okay.
And the Chargers winning the AFC. Okay. What's up?
This dude, you just went full blown all out against the curse. The
curse has to end at some point, John. It's got to end. There's literally no other quarterback in the history of the game of football that has lost as many, like, not only one possession games, but like 1 point games as Phillip Rivers.
So why do you think it reverses course now?
At some point, when you flip that coin and it's tails that many times, it's got to be heads.
Rivers is Dan Marino would be amazing. Yeah, Dan Marino. Wow. Right, Dan Marino.
And I've got the Falcons beating the Chargers.
Okay. All right. Falcons beating the Chargers in the Super Bowl, so they get close, but not all the way there. Kyle, what do you think?
I am still steaming mad about this Dan Marino reference that was just made on your airwaves.
Extremely casual, too.
You sound very angry. I am
livid. Just totally triggered at Joe. So,
well, I didn't say that.
Can't wait for the next draft dude's pod.
You're my dad. All right. Sorry, I got to recollect myself here a little bit. My NFC pick is the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, no.
My AFC pick is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have some points in this Super Bowl, friends.
Wow. Okay.
And I will take the New Orleans Saints to win the Super Bowl this year.
Okay, you can do that to me. All right, real cool.
It's been nice knowing you. If that happens, I'm done.
That's true. Yeah, I definitely Joe's deactivating if that happens.
Yeah, I'm gone.
I actually just changed the pick live on the air just to trigger Joe because of the Dan Marino comments.
So. Well, hey, it's your pick, man.
Well done. I've got the Rams over the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I didn't expect anyone else to have the Rams in there, but was that Joe? Joe, you had the Rams in there?
Yeah, it was me. Yeah, that's why you said it was funny, huh?
I feel like the Rams are like the
trendy pick. Yeah,
trendy pick.
Okay, I don't even pay attention, but I went back and forth between them and the Falcons for me, but I mean, I could see a couple teams in the NFC, to be honest, making it. To me, New England and the AFC, I can't believe this. I mean, like, I just can't buy into the Steelers overcoming New England, and Jacksonville, again, I just don't think they can repeat what they did with Bortles, and can't buy into the Chargers, not ready to go there with the Titans. It's just hard. I don't even think the Patriots are that great, but it is what it is. The AFC is.
John is the most negative.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. Like, fan of Pittsburgh that I've ever met in my
especially life. Compared to most Pittsburgh media fans. Trevor and I have talked about this. The vast, pretty much all Pittsburgh media carry water for the team. I mean, they've been successful forever, so they don't question anything that the organization does. So compared to them all, I look even worse. Let's
talk for your brand.
Yeah, I guess it's not really an intentional brand, but let's talk MVPs. Kyle, who do you have for the MVP of the league?
Yeah, I could go Carson Wentz here, but I'm not going to. Okay. Give me Drew Brees. I'm big on the Saints this year. Wow, I think they're going to bounce back. They got a ton of guys back. I think, you know, they're making the final push here with Drew Brees, and there's
Marcus
been no drop.
Davenport right? completed that roster, right? Just saying.
Yeah, he's going to put Drew Brees over the top on offense.
Yeah,
they're going to move him to tight end, and he's going to really. I mean, it's between like the ageless wonders and Tom Brady and Drew Brees, and for me, I'll take Drew Brees.
It's boring to say, but I think Aaron Rodgers will win an MVP, and I think because of the fact that Green Bay isn't totally loaded, but I've already picked them to win that division, I think when he does that, I think it's going to be locked up because he'll be the most valuable player on a team that needed him the most. So, big fan of what he's going to do this season. Trevor, what do you think?
There's three guys I thought about. Obviously, Tom Brady, dude's won it a million times, it feels like, and it's just another poised year where he could carry the team. Rodgers, I'm obviously debating him as well. And then Deshaun Watson's actually kind of my sleeper for MVP, but I want to be a coward and I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers too for the exact reasons that John did, because if the Packers really are going to win 10 games like Kyle says and make the playoffs or even win the division like John is saying, Rodgers is just going to have an unreal year for that to happen. And I could see it happening, and I think he's got the best chance. So,
Joe, what do you got?
Man, that's going to be Aaron Rodgers. That dude was on an MVP pace last year before he went down with the collarbone injury. And then you think about this team snapping a streak of 8 consecutive seasons without a playoff berth. I think this is going to be a motivated Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy and company. And he's going to have a phenomenal year and be the MVP of the league.
How about offensive player of the year? Trevor, we'll come back to you. Who is your offensive player of the year?
You know what? I'm just going to say Phillip Rivers just to be different because the Chargers are going to go far, and I think that he's going to do pretty well. Wow. So I'm going to say Phillip Rivers.
All right. Joe, what you think?
It's been 25 years, folks, since a wide receiver won the Offensive Player of the Year.
Oh, you are smart.
That man was Jerry Rice, and it's time for future Hall of Famer Antonio Brown to take home those honors. This dude has averaged 116 catches for over 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns over the last five seasons. He's actually have ridiculous stats when Le'Veon Bell's not in the lineup. Kyle pointed those out when we were on Draft Dudes yesterday. This is Antonio Brown's year to snap the wide receiver drought.
Wow. You basically stole everything I was about to say, including the Le'Veon Bell stats. He's even more productive with Bell out of lineup because they throw it more. They're going to go through him more. He is winning Offensive Player of the Year. You are correct. Who didn't go? Kyle?
Yeah. Give us the second time you forgot me, dude.
I didn't forget you. I
remember. You're like, who didn't go? Oh, yeah, it's just Kyle.
Just Kyle. Just Eeyore.
Give me David Johnson.
Okay. All right. I like that.
I think Johnson has an opportunity to put up massive numbers, right? Yeah. And realistically, the Cardinals don't have a lot of established depth with their skill players. Obviously, Larry Fitzgerald's still there, kind of evolved into a slot receiver, but he's not necessarily going to be a big-time volume receiver. They got some young guys there in Chad Williams and Christian Kirk, and they're probably going to end up starting Josh Rosen for a good portion of the season. So they're going to have to lean on the running game. Johnson, all-purpose monster. I just think he's going to put a big yard in Arizona this year.
Yeah, I like that choice. Defensive player of the year, quickly, fellas. Kyle will come back to you so I don't forget you. Who's your defensive player of the year?
Oh, thanks, dude. Give me Khalil Mack in Chicago.
I'd love to see that happen.
He's just going to blow up out there. You know, they're going to – playing teams like Detroit, Green Bay, and with Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, I'm assuming they're probably going to pass the football some more. Division-wise, I think they're going to play a lot of games that involve a lot of pass attempts against them.
Good point.
They got a pretty promising young guy on the other side, Leonard Floyd, that has speed and twitch. So Khalil should get some opportunities to get some one-on-ones, and I think the volume will give him some big numbers in Chicago.
Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, I got Von Miller on this. A couple of reasons. I love Bradley Chubb on the opposite side of him. And you know, he's a super disciplined pass rusher that's going to be in his lanes. That's going to allow Miller to be a little bit more aggressive. And I just think about that division. We kind of mentioned it already. The Raiders, the Chargers, the Chiefs. You know, Mahomes is going to be running around like crazy back there. I think that he's got an opportunity to feast on those offensive tackles and those offenses in general. He's going to have a big year.
I think Myles Garrett is winning Defensive Player of the Year, man. I'm not saying that for just hard knocks, just nothing. Wow. Like, I think that dude has it all. He's putting it together this year. He's clowning people. Defense player of the year. Trevor, what do you think?
When J.J. Watt's been healthy, he's had 20.5 sacks, 20.5 sacks, 17.5, 10.5. He's missed the last 2 years from a lot of different injuries. I think that he went into this season really trying to put his body into shape to where he can play a full 16, and if he does, he is absolutely one of the best players in the league. I think he has a huge comeback here because of it. And I'm gonna
nobody even talks about J.J. Watt anymore.
Which is tragic.
It is, because he was...
Because he's so freaking good.
Yeah. Man, if he returns to form... If Trevor's right on this, I'll be ecstatic.
He's got Watson as the NFL MVP and Watt as the Defensive Player of the Year.
This guy out here, man, he's a Texas truther.
Yeah, get this guy on.
My goodness. Houston should be calling.
Trying to get that oil money sponsorship for the podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Actually, good thinking. Offensive and defensive rookies of the year. Quickly, gentlemen. Kyle, who do you got?
Offensive rookie of the year is Saquon Barkley. I don't care if he's not a quarterback. I really, really don't. Defensive player of the year. Sorry. Give me Bradley Chubb. I think with Von Miller, Joe already alluded to this pairing pass rush-wise. I think Bradley Chubb's going to get a lot of one-on-one looks with Von Miller on that defense.
Okay, Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd love to be more original with my offensive rookie of the year pick, but it's going to be Saquon Barkley. The weapons there, Ingram, Beckham, Shepard, that's going to not allow for there to be stacked boxes against him. Veteran quarterback like Eli Manning is going to facilitate that offense. Barkley's going to feast. Defensive player of the year, Tremaine Edmonds, linebacker for the Buffalo Bills. That defense is going to be on the field a ton this year. He's going to be out there on every single play. He's got the athleticism to rack up a ton of tackles, and he's got that ability to win in space and cover. That's going to lead to some splash plays in terms of interceptions, maybe some sacks. I think he's going to have a big year in terms of production and be the defensive player of the year, rookie-wise.
Trevor, what do you think?
This one's for you, John. Offensive, I got Josh Rosen. Defensive, I got Derwin James.
Okay. Both good pick. Defensive player of the year. I love your defensive player of the year pick. I was stuck between him and Roquan Smith and Bradley Chubb. I'm going to go with Bradley Chubb. If Roquan would have showed up, I just don't know how much is he going to get early in the season. They're already pretty deep at inside linebacker. I think he'll play a lot, but I'm just not ready to bank on it yet. So I'm going to go with Chubb. And offensive rookie of the year, I'm going Baker Mayfield. I think he's going to be out there by week three or four. Yeah, I think he's
– pants are off.
I think he's going to be out there, and I think he's going to do really well. I think he's going to help really lead a turnaround in Cleveland. I don't think there'll be a playoff team this year, but I think next year we start talking about that kind of stuff. And it's going to be interesting to see if Baker comes in, balls out, and is the hero, what happens with Hugh Jackson if they improve. You know, if they win eight games – you know, that's an eight-game improvement. So what happens with Hugh Jackson if that happens? It'll be interesting to kind of monitor that throughout the season and see what's going on in Cleveland. But there you go. There's our superlative picks and our division winners, Super Bowl champions. So who Super Bowl champions real quick? I had the Rams, Joe had the Patriots, Saints. Kyle the Saints, and Trevor.
Falcons.
Okay, all right. There you go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Write those down so you can come back and drag us when all those teams start 0-4. Can't wait for it. Till next time, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.